Hello and welcome to TJ and Vince's TV Check-In,
where we give our super quick impressions on a featured program. This week, Sword Art Online 2, Gundam Build-Fighters Try, Arrow, Flash, and Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's right. This week's episode of 300's Basement is a special one where me and TJ sit down and tell you about all the shows we are watching in the fall TV show rush. To give a little bit of background on why this is happening, it's Thanksgiving here in Canada, so happy Thanksgiving to everyone else. And because of Thanksgiving, it's hard to align our schedules, and we didn't want to leave you hanging dry. So me and TJ just thought, hey, we're going to talk about TV and anime.
Nice.
So let's, we're just going to jump right into it. It's going to be a fairly quick show, and keep in mind, spoilers abound.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can give you, and we told you everything we're talking about, so unless you're, and expect us to be up to date of the shows as of October 13th.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, so we'll start with the anime. Now, with this segment, we've been basically focusing on Sword Art Online 2.
Yep.
And the first half of this season's arc has just completed, so TJ, what you think?
I thought there wasn't enough time in the virtual world.
Yes.
That's what I felt.
Yes.
I also felt like it went by really fast, this arc.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they took 13 episodes for one day in their world.
Yes.
That's what it felt like to me. I also didn't like that the whole arc took place in the tournament.
Oh, you didn't like that?
No. I don't know. It was just one setting for the whole 13 episodes. Got kind of boring. Yeah, I wish they kind of explored the world a bit more. But I guess that's what this online or this virtual world is based on.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I was just expecting too much.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I kind of feel the same way. I feel like there wasn't enough story to fill out 14 episodes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, I know these are based on light novels, but I guess this light novel was really short, and they couldn't extend it to 14 episodes.
True.
Because there's a good chunk where they just sort of sat there and talked about nothing.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Like, they would talk about the same thing in two episodes.
Yeah. I mean, the final two episodes of this arc were basically an epilogue scenario, and nothing really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, secrets were revealed, but it wasn't anything dramatic. And for as awesome as Death Gun was through the entirety of the thing, he kind of went down like, I don't know, it feels like he lost his armor plot.
He did.
Or his plot armor, I mean.
He, like, I don't know. I felt like he was defeated way too easily.
Yeah, for being like the ultimate badass that he was.
Yeah, like he had the invisibility cloak.
Yeah.
There were multiple of them.
Yeah.
What else? Like he would paralyze people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like he was defeated way too easily.
Mm-hmm.
Kirito has some crazy god hacks.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Kirito is God Hack City.
He is.
And then even in the real world at the end, he just saves a girl in the nick of time.
Yeah.
Because like, he's God Hacks, even when he was going to get stabbed by the syringe.
Okay.
There's a little dot on his chest.
Okay, that dot, it didn't come from the syringe, right?
No.
That was there that beforehand.
Yeah, that was the medical electrode from the hospital.
Okay, because I was going to say, because I thought when he put the syringe in him,
yeah,
I thought he put that electrode on his heart.
Oh,
and then, like, at any moment, he could just shut it down.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's what I thought that was, but I guess it wasn't.
No. That's all that was. And he just so happened to get stabbed there.
Also, man, security in their day and age is shit.
Oh, yeah,
the master key card that unlocks anything.
Yeah.
Even people's locks.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's messed up.
Yeah, it is. But did you enjoy it?
Overall, I did, yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I just wish they showed more of the world.
Same.
As opposed to just that one battlefield.
Yeah.
But
it's either that I wish we got to see more of the battle in depth, or we got to see more of the world.
Yeah.
But it really was focused on the girl mm-hmm. and her troubles. And I guess Kirito too, and his skulls in his clothes. Good, whatever the expression goes. But yeah, no, I liked it. anything else you want to say?
Not really.
Okay. Next up, Gundam Build Fighters Try, sequel to last year's Gundam Build Fighters. We just finished watching this episode right now.
Yes. This is very exciting.
Yes. So, here's the thing about, for me, for Build Fighters Try. Do you remember in the days, like, Saturday, when we were kids, we used to watch all these, anime shows, like,
yeah.
Digimon or Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yep.
And I always hated it when they would introduce, like, I didn't like Digimon season, was it 3?
Is that the one where...
Where they introduce Vmon, and they have to armor... They have to egg Digivolve or something.
Oh, that stuff. Yeah.
Where, like, Tai and Matt weren't the main characters.
Yeah.
Or in Yu-Gi-Oh! When they did GX, and where the hell's Yugi?
Yeah, he just kind of disappears.
Yeah, and that's what I was afraid of with this anime.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid that, oh, they're going to replace all the characters you've loved...
With brand new people.
Yeah, and I get it. You know, it's New Year, we got to sell more toys, more gimmicks, we got to sell... It makes sense. Yeah. And that was my biggest worry, but... Thankfully, I think I already like the cast. And I like how it's very G Gundam-ish, because that's my favorite Gundam series. Where it's just all fights and stupid.
Yeah, I never finished that one.
Oh, you didn't? Oh my goodness. You need to finish that one.
I know.
The final attack is so stupid. That's what makes it so fun. Like, if you thought punching with fists couldn't get any more epic, G Gundam goes all the way.
Yeah. I remember I liked the idea of G Gundam. How they move just as you would move.
Yeah.
Like the pilot's movements.
Mm-hmm. And how every country had a Gundam.
Yeah, I heard those got really,
stereotypical?
Stereotypical.
Or racist. Yeah. They had really, like, really...
Canada's was what, a lumberjack?
Yeah.
And then, who had the giant windmill? Was it...
Holland?
It was Holland?
I think so.
Oh, man.
Tequila Gundam was from... Was
Mexico?
Yep. Yeah. We had the sombrero.
Oh my god.
The tequila.
So bad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta watch that. Anyways.
Yeah, Build Fighters Try.
Oh man. What was the kid's name?
Sekai.
Sekai?
Yeah.
And then the new girl's name is...
Fushina? Fumina?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't really care about them.
No? Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I like Sekai less than I like Reiji.
Yeah.
But for Fumina, or whatever her name is, I like her better than Sei.
Yeah?
Because Sei was the, like, I don't know. Like, they both are the same archetype of, we are weak.
Yeah.
And we need someone else's strength. But yeah. I think with Sei just felt a bit more whiny to me.
He did.
Whereas this girl's kind of like she's got the passion. She's like, I just want to play.
Yeah.
I just want to compete. But she understands that she doesn't have the building ability nor the combat skill.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man. That first sequence where she's just.
She gets rocked?
That's a simulation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets wrecked.
Yeah, and I'm just like, but you're sitting there and then you can see the determination. She just really wants to win. I'm like, okay, I like you. I like you better than Sei, at least.
True.
But, yeah. As for the other characters they introduced, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, the president of the Plamo Club is a bit creepy.
The whole time, his hair, I thought it was a helmet.
Yeah, but it's not.
It looks like he's wearing a bike helmet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize it was his hair.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
What else? Sekai and his crazy martial arts skills?
Yeah, because he's Don Kashu.
I love it when you first meet him, and he's just punching at this guy's face.
Yeah.
But it's like, the force behind it creates so much wind that his hair is getting blown back.
Yeah, yeah. He's always talking about his master. I just hope it's Master Asia.
Oh my god.
Like, I hope it's Master Asia. Like, it's just straight up Master Asia.
Wait, from in the first Gundam Build Fighters?
Yeah.
You remember, is his name Hao? Not Hao.
Mao.
What was his school called?
Oh, the Shingyo.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be, like, related, but
yeah, no,
I don't
not.
Think it is.
The Shingyo School of Gunpla.
Oh, man. Master Asia.
Yeah. I hope it's either Master Asia or it's Domon Kashu.
His master?
Yeah, I hope maybe it's just the one Gashu's his master.
That would be messed up.
Yeah, apparently the rumors are his older sister is actually, like, even better.
Oh, man. I hope she, like, ends up battling in the future.
Oh, probably. I bet you she's, like, just expert level.
Yeah, not, like, to battle and help compete with them, but, like, just maybe to spar with them or something.
Yeah, she'll be that character that comes in that's, like, very, very, just OP.
Yeah.
But she's not there to compete.
She's exactly. She's just
there. She'll just shut you down. She'll be like, who's the cat girl again in Bleach?
Oh, Yoruichi?
Yeah, she'll be like that. Where she just comes in to rock you and then it's not her job to save the world.
And then she just disappears.
Yeah.
And then shows up later.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part of this episode was when Sakai is battling with the president of the Plastic Model Club.
Yeah.
And he throws his sword away. Oh, yeah. And he's like, something along the lines of, like, all I need are my fists or something.
Yeah.
And then he just gets into his martial arts pose and then proceeds to beat him without a weapon.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, oh, no way. You're just not going to use weapons, huh? Okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, when, what is it? He's getting shot at.
Oh, by Yuma?
Yeah, and then he explodes and then turns into the freaking...
The build burning?
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. And he has the RG system already.
I know. Yeah. He's already OP.
Yeah.
Lucky guy.
So when he gets it, Ral at the side's like, that's the build burning. I'm like, so you know what this is?
Ral, is he that ref that always...
Yeah.
The old dude?
Yeah, who's in love with Say's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I just like how he shows up out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's a bit creepy. You know, he's wandering high school, he's looking for Gunpla battles.
Like, literally, they're battling. He walks up, he's like,
ooh,
Gunpla battle.
And then he does his whole exposition narration.
Yeah. And then he just watches.
Yeah.
From the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I take you like this episode.
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait for the second one.
Yeah, you think that this series is going to be better or worse based on this episode alone than the previous series?
Based on this episode? I don't know yet, because the main focus of this is team battles, right?
Yeah, it's and 3-on-3.
We haven't really seen that yet.
That's true. Yeah.
It's really just been 1-on-1.
Mm-hmm.
I can say I liked it,
mm-hmm.
and I'll probably enjoy the future ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, for me, the only thing that this episode was missing is there was no Tatsuya Yuki equivalent, or the Meijin equivalent.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite part of the first one, and I need one of those. I need someone with a mask.
Don't worry, maybe episode 2.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I enjoyed it a lot. I had my doubts, but I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect.
Mm. Okay. Well, let's move on to the show, to the live action shows.
Ooh, okay.
Which are coincidentally all superhero shows. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's just start with The Flash.
The Flash. Okay, The Flash. First episode premiered, if you remember, the premiere actually leaked online a couple months back. It's the same episode, I think. The only difference is they changed the logo.
Oh.
Yeah, the Flash logo is different now.
Wait, what was it before?
It was like...
Was it just the word Flash?
Yeah, it was the word Flash, but it had like an orangey-red background behind it.
Okay.
Now it's a white background.
Huh.
I don't know. It's small.
I probably won't notice.
Yeah, no. So it's the Flash. He beats this guy called the Hurricane. Oh, it's also his origin story. Yeah. You know, particle accelerator explodes. He's in his... room full of chemicals.
Yep.
That swirl around him and then give him superpowers and he's out for 9 months.
He gets hit by a lightning bolt too, right? Or not in this one?
He does.
He does?
Yes.
Man.
The chemicals start swirling around in his room.
All right.
He conveniently stands under the skylight.
Okay.
And then the lightning comes down.
Okay, I remember now.
And then everything mixes together with him.
Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah. It's definitely of a lighter tone compared to Arrow. It's a lot more fun.
It is.
He's a younger dude. It feels like... It basically feels like the Spider-Man situation. Where, you know, he's not in high school, but he's young, and he's trying to get his life together. He's trying to get the girl, but he has to save the world.
Yep.
He also has the same description, you know, brilliant but lazy. Or brilliant but late. I don't know.
But late? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's always late.
Yeah.
Which is pretty ironic.
Yeah, that was always his thing, right?
Fastest man in the world.
And he's always late.
And he's always late.
Yeah. But no, I enjoyed it. I liked it. It was fun. I don't really know what else to say than that.
Yeah. To tell you the truth. Yeah. I like Arrow better.
Oh, same. Same.
But I do like this one better than Gotham.
Oh, yeah. Screw Gotham. Drop that. Man.
I hope there's crossovers, though.
Between this and Arrow. They have said that yes, and it'll work together more like events. Like in comic books.
Events. Oh, like there's going to be one major event, and then they're going to come together.
Yeah, I mean, like and they'll say, like, sometimes characters will cross worlds. Across shows, just if it happens with the story.
Mm-hmm.
But you can expect, like, the Christmas, the mid-season finale to be a crossover event between the two.
That should be cool.
And I think they've already revealed that, like, in episode 4, Felicity is going to go over to the Flash.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's fast.
I think that's what they said. I can't remember.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that. They're trying to create a world.
Yeah.
It's just weird when, like, you have stuff like this, and then you have... like the Justice League movie that's coming out, that's gonna have nothing to do with this.
Ooh, yeah, that's right? Gonna be strange.
And then they're gonna try and introduce different types of these characters.
Oh, so like the Green Arrow and
the Flash are not the movie ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. But that's. I mean, I like the Flash. I think his costume's a little dumb still, but.
Is it?
Like, the actual costume's fine. I just... The way the guy has, like his scientist dude, that Spanish kid.
Yeah.
His... I don't know. He has this weird, like, addiction to creating lightning bolts.
Oh, right. That's why there's lightning
bolts. For no reason. Like, he's like, it's a lightning bolt. It's... just like, I don't know. He didn't need it, but... Like, when he made him the headset...
And it was a lightning bolt?
Yeah, it's like, why? Like, I know it's the costume, but...
He's got a theme going.
That's weak.
And then he's got a theme.
And then he makes him the chest plate that has the... Why?
That part did not need to be done.
Yeah, I thought, this is dumb.
I think they just needed some reason...
To have it there?
To have it there.
What about the villain? Or, I guess the proposed villain.
The hurricane dude? The
scientist man.
The scientist man.
He gets up out of his wheelchair at the end of the episode.
Oh my gosh, I completely forgot about that.
And he can see the future or something?
Yeah.
Because it's like a Flash is missing 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about, you know, when they show the flashback.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, before his mom dies.
Is that supposed to be like the reverse Flash?
I have no idea what that's supposed to be. I really don't know anything about Flash.
I tried looking it up. I can't remember what his name was.
Yeah. Oh, but I know what you're talking about, yeah.
He's pretty much, he's like the Flash, only he's all yellow. And then he has like the red lightning bolt, I think.
Yes. Yeah, every superhero has like a counterpart.
I thought that was going to be like...
It's probably that. Unless it's straight up Wally West.
Oh, in the cloud?
Yeah.
Yo, that would be messed up.
Yeah, right? Barry's running around and Wally West is the killer.
That would be so weird.
That would be very weird.
I don't know how I would feel about that.
Yeah. You would never guess it though, right?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, so.
But yeah.
Yeah. Alright, well there's that. That's the Flash. Anything else you want to highlight about the Flash?
Nope.
Okay, let's move on to its counterpart, Arrow.
Alright.
I think this is we can agree this is like our favorite show in the past year.
Yep.
Season 3 just started.
I know.
And what you got to say about season 3 of Arrow?
It started off very well.
Yes.
I think.
Uh-huh.
Roy is part of the team now.
He's Arsenal now.
Apparently he is fully trained and field ready. Man, how he managed to do that in 5 months, I do not know.
Yeah, it took all over 5 years.
Right?
Yeah.
This guy's wielding a bow like he's been doing it all his life.
Yeah, and he does way more parkour than
he does.
Than Oliver.
Completely unnecessary, but he's like Oliver, only he's more flashy.
Yes. He's probably just weaker.
And yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But he's got that that wow factor.
Mm-hmm.
What else happened? Oh, Ollie's got some new tech apparently.
Uh-huh.
His bow just conveniently folds up out of nowhere.
Yeah. Very Iron Man like.
I don't even know what happens to it. I just remember it shrinking and then disappearing.
Yeah, it like shrinks into nothing.
Yeah. That's what I remember seeing too.
And I gotta know how did he have the R&D to develop this? Because technically he's broke.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He lost his company.
How is he supporting all of this stuff?
Maybe it's all like...
Oh, it's in my trust fund. It's in my savings account.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. So much that he has to get Felicity to work at the Best Buy.
Yeah, that threw me off.
Yeah.
Why is she working there? Because I thought she still worked for the... It's not Queen Consolidated anymore, is it?
No, they had to... They fired her.
Oh, they fired her.
Because when they took over the company...
Man.
She was out of a job because they just restructured.
Mm-hmm. Man. Although, I was happy to see Brendan Routh show up.
Oh, yes. Yes, so... I forget, Ray Palmer.
That's his name.
Ray Palmer.
Ray Palmer.
You might all know him as the Atom. The DC equivalent of Ant-Man. Yes. And how'd you feel about Ray Palmer?
I like his character. He's very fun.
Yeah, definitely.
And he doesn't seem too serious about anything.
No, he doesn't.
But
he doesn't. He's a doctor.
Yeah. The thing is, he's really smart.
Yeah.
But he's never serious.
Yeah. Like, he's not so into his work.
Exactly.
Although he really is. It's just...
I don't know.
It never comes off like he's taking things seriously.
Yeah. It always seems like everything's just a joke or just...
Yeah. He's kind of like Tony Stark in that sense. Where, like, he's a brilliant man, but he's kind of just, like, brushing it all off. Whatever. Yeah. Oh, I gotta save the world today.
Whatever.
Yeah. No, I really like his character. I think he's a good addition to the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And his business-like douchebaggery is what I strive to replicate in my life.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I think the one thing that everybody wants to know is how you feel about the Felicity happening.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait, first of all, are you a fan of Felicity?
You see, I don't hate her and I don't like her.
Okay.
She's just another person on the team.
Okay. Of all of Oliver's love interests, who is your favorite? Who do you think is the one best suited for him? Because, like, there's this huge fandom out there that thinks Felicity is the one.
I don't think Felicity is best suited for him.
Yes.
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Like,
did you know she wasn't part of the main cast originally?
I think you told me that.
Yeah, or she's just the cameo.
Like, she was so popular that they...
They hired her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say... because I didn't like him with Laurel's... Well...
You don't like him with the sister?
I guess that would make the most sense
if he
was with Laurel's sister.
What's her name?
Sarah.
That's her name.
Okay. Just because, you know...
Yeah.
They're both the same person.
Yeah.
They both fight crime.
Yeah, but she's also in love with that other chick.
Yeah.
That complicates things.
It's alright. I'm sure that's over now. But yeah. I would say either Sarah or... I didn't really like him with Laurel.
But now Laurel knows the secret.
I know. Nah, I still wouldn't like him with Laurel.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Sarah.
So Sarah?
It just makes the most sense to me.
Mm. So you didn't care about them going on the date?
No.
Okay. You're one of the rare ones.
Even, like, you remember last season where he pretended to be in love with her?
Oh, yeah.
When that happened, I was like, oh, my God, this is so awkward. I can't watch this.
Yeah, okay. So when that was, when that happened, I was talking to Rachel.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, she was flipping out.
I know. She wants it to happen. I was like, no, this can't happen.
And then when this premiere was happening, I talked to her again, and she was flipping out. I'm like, Rachel, you know it's never going to happen, right?
Yeah. I don't see why they want them to get together, though.
Yeah. I think of all the female girls on the show, Felicity is my favorite, but I don't think she's the best suited for Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, she'll always be... I think... It's weird, because in comparison to Smallville, she's basically the Chloe character.
Oh my God, she is.
Right? The only difference is, in Smallville, the fans hated Chloe.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. I never liked Chloe. Oh, wait. Like, yeah. No one really liked Chloe. Like, I'm not going to say people hated Chloe, but you were never, like, rooting for her.
Yeah.
Whereas in this one, the fans are like, we like Felicity. She should get a thing.
Ah, I don't see it.
Yeah. Like, so for me, I'm like, you're always going to be second best, and that's your role.
And that's how it should be.
Exactly.
I don't think they should change that.
Mm-hmm.
It just... I don't know. I don't see it working.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to work. I think this date proved that.
Oh, yeah. See? The writers are listening.
Yeah, they are listening. They're like, no, we can't give it to you if you want. But. How do you feel about Arsenal's costume?
To tell you the truth, the whole time I was watching the episode,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't really see it.
Oh.
All I saw was that it was kind of like the same material as Ollie's.
Leather?
Yeah, it was leather. And it was just like a dark red.
Mm. Yeah,
that it honestly just looked like all these costumes only in red.
Yeah, if Oliver's costume looks more like wilderness battle ready,
mm-hmm.
I would describe Arsenal's as urban ready. I don't know. Like, he's got a lot more panels and patches, and he's got more strings and clips.
See, I couldn't see that.
Yeah. Like, it's weird. Like, his cross-hatching is, like, come all the way up, like, the sides of his torso.
Oh, wow.
See, like, strings and...
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, like, for the most part, it looks like Oliver's, but red. But when you stare at it and you pick up the details...
You see that, okay.
You see it, and I'm kind of like, I don't think that's very cool. He kind of looks like a dominatrix. Like, I feel like he's going to go to a bachelorette party and start stripping, but that's me. I don't know.
I like his bow, though.
Oh, his bow's cool.
It's red.
Yeah. It's not the regular black
yet. No, it's not.
I'm surprised they went with Arsenal as opposed to Red Arrow, but yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was supposed to be Red Arrow.
Well, he's supposed to be Speedy.
Yeah, him.
Yeah. And then Speedy turns into Red Arrow, and Arsenal's sort of like when he goes on his own.
Oh, okay. So they're supposed to be the same person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when he stops being...
Red Arrow?
Yeah, the teammate. He just becomes... rebrands himself. Okay. Kind of like how Robin becomes Nightwing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
That's it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He doesn't do much.
No, he's still Oliver's bitch. It's just
like, yeah.
Go scout.
That's literally all I've seen on the whole episode is, go do this.
Scout. Do that. Go.
Good job. And he's just...
Good job.
Okay. Gotcha.
Good job.
He just follows the orders.
Yeah.
I kind of wish he would do more than that.
Yeah. I'm surprised that we never got to see Thea or Malcolm Merlyn.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened to them.
Because at the end of last season, he went to save her, right?
Yeah.
And then... I guess they... You're supposed to assume that she shot him?
Yeah, but he didn't die. He got back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which threw me off.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember anything after that.
Oh, well, basically he says, come with me. I'll protect you. I'll train you. I'll save you. Whatever. And he says like something about how he regrets not being able to pass off his knowledge to Tommy.
Oh, okay.
And so he's not going to do that mistake again. And he's going
to... Oh, he wants to train her.
Her, yeah.
Was this before or after their mom gets stabbed?
After. This was like the last episode. This is
after?
This is like one of the last scenes.
Okay.
Because if you remember, Roy's supposed to go back and he's supposed to elope with Thea. Yep. But she's not there.
Ah.
Because she's driving in Merlin's car or his limousine.
Yeah.
He's got that creepy smile on his face like, man. I won.
Man. Yeah, I kind of want to know what happened to that.
Yeah, I do. But I'm sure it'll all be revealed eventually.
It will. Her name's still in the credits.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So she'll eventually show up.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the last thing we should touch upon is the cliffhanger.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
So the big surprise for me was, at the end of last season, she makes this big fluff about how she's leaving.
Yep.
The opening here, she's like, I'm back. And that was the surprise. I was like, what? You're already back?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. So you're going to be here. Last 5 seconds, she gets shot and falls off a roof and dies.
Yeah. Yo.
The way presumed dead.
The way she just pops up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I was like, when did you get here?
Yeah.
Because, like, Oliver's fighting with, what's his name? Not Vertigo.
Oh, the
drug lord. I don't know.
Yeah, the second coming of the Count.
Yeah. Fighting with him. And she just pops out of nowhere, takes out his goons.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because she gets shot with arrows.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. What if that's Thea?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh no, is Merlin back?
Yeah. She gets shot 3 times in the chest. Or...
Yeah. Because, like, the only other person who we were introduced to who used bows was Merlin.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's something to do with him.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's Thea. Yeah. I just don't know what the reasoning would be.
Yeah, see, that's why.
Because, like, I guess it could also be Merlin. I don't know what the reasoning would be, but I'm just going to go with Thea.
That would be so messed up.
Yeah.
It's like, what does Thea have against her?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. First episode.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to know, but.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was good. I feel sorry for Detective Lance.
Yeah, he's pretty much useless now.
Yeah, he's got a cane. And he apparently can't do anything active.
Nope. Like, he has heart problems.
Yeah. Poor guy.
He lost all his hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Although he did get promoted to, what was it, captain rank.
Right, he's a captain now.
And then what? They also stopped the hunt for the vigilante.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, we don't need it, he's a good guy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they so recognize that's him that's as, nice. I guess, a hero.
Yeah. And then, I guess on the opposite end of the timeline, Oliver's in Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
And he's trying to be persuaded by...
Wanda...
The Queen. Fuck. I keep wanting to say Red Queen, but no. It's that lady, yeah. She's supposed to be fat, but she's skinny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember her full name.
Yeah.
I just know Wanda.
Yeah.
I want to know why, though.
Yeah, what are her promoters are, yeah. Like, what does she need him for?
She said she just needs his skills, but that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And how does she know about his skills?
Right?
Yeah.
Because I don't think they've ever met before.
Yeah.
But she said she saved him from the yacht.
And then it's like, what do you need his skills for? That Asian dude that's kicking Oliver's ass is way better.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, she's threatening the Asian guy's family.
Yeah.
Just because... Ollie keeps trying to run away.
Yeah, so it seems like it must have something to do with his, I guess his, well, I don't know, what? I can't do anything with his public or political power, because then people know he's alive.
Yep, and people think he's dead right now.
Yeah. So, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. That Asian guy.
Yeah.
Kicks his ass.
Yeah, multiple times.
I know. It's messed up.
Did you recognize his wife, the Asian dude's wife?
Was she... You mean the actress, right?
Yeah.
Was she the same Asian girl in that Wolverine movie?
Yes.
The
Wolverine.
Yeah, the Wolverine.
Yeah.
The Asian girl who, like, really skinny.
Mm-hmm. With the red hair?
With, yeah.
Yeah.
Short red hair.
Her.
So that is her.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah. Is she supposed to be someone special?
No, because Devin Aoki is supposed to be the samurai chick that he meets up with here.
Oh. Devin Aoki?
Yeah. From Too Fast, Too Furious. Drove a pink Honda S2000. Yeah.
Wait, that was supposed to be her?
No. She's going to be another character that introduces.
Oh, yeah. What the heck? She's in this too?
Yeah. Holy cow. Yo, I don't know the secret. What? Tommy Merlin's supposed to come back.
So he's not dead?
No. I mean, like, in the flashbacks, he's going to be in Hong Kong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, that is weird.
Yeah.
I wonder how that's going to play in.
I don't know. That's all. Yeah. I was just reading that. They're like, yeah, he's coming back. He's part of the cast again.
Oh, cool. After one season of being dead.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know what he's going to do. Like,
me neither.
He doesn't really have any... Because if I remember correctly, he was living off his dad's money.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have a job of his own.
And he had his own small, I guess, business.
Did he?
Not really anything important, just small time.
Yeah. Well, see?
Stuff.
Nothing international.
Like, yeah. He wasn't as lazy as Oliver.
No.
Yeah.
But he was pretty similar.
Yeah.
So I don't... I'm excited to see how they explain the reasoning for him being in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, what could you possibly say to make me believe he would be there?
Yeah. Well, it's a nice change of pace from being on the island.
It is. That island is...
Yeah. Like, the island was cool, but at some point it was just like, you can't keep introducing new characters on this goddamn island.
Yeah, I'm glad they went to Hong Kong.
Yeah, like, it's like Lost had the similar situation where it's like, you're on this... island, how you keep introducing people and
how many new things are you gonna discover here
on this island? Anything else about Arrow?
Nope.
Yeah, but we liked it.
Oh yeah,
very much. Excited.
I really want to see who shot Sarah.
Yeah, I really want to see. Yeah, Wednesdays are turning into my favorite day of the week because it's both Build Fighters and Arrow Day.
Oh, I thought Build Fighters was Sundays for some reason.
No, Build Fighters airs on Wednesdays. Wednesday morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's usually up on YouTube Wednesday morning.
That's good to know, then.
On the Gundam.info channel for those who want to watch it legally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But there's also one other show on Wednesdays, stupidly, in the same time slot as Arrow. It's Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I don't like how they did that.
Yeah. I wish it was a Thursday or a Tuesday, but it's not.
Because... now you're forced to watch one.
Yeah.
Over the other. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's kind of annoying, but whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., second season. Some things have happened in the time that they've been off.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is it, 4 or 5 months they've been off. And Nick Fury is no longer director. It's Agent Coulson. Or Director Coulson.
Yep.
Yeah, things have changed. Sky has suddenly become mega badass.
Yeah, apparently she's a super spy.
Yeah, apparently she's Melinda May level now.
Which is so weird.
Yeah, what did she do in her time off, right?
Because, man... Oh, okay, wait. What was the time gap between this and last season?
Well, it's supposed to be real time.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Just like Arrow, right? That's so it's supposed to be real time. So from the time that the season finale aired in May till end now. Of September, yeah.
Man. 5 months?
Yeah.
And she's already... Yeah, she's field ready.
She's totally field ready.
Like, she knows what the hell she's doing now.
Yeah.
Who's Fitz?
Hmm.
Fitz is recovering, I would say.
Recovering or broken?
Mostly broken.
Yes.
I don't think he's recovering from the damage done to his brain from last season.
Mm-hmm.
But man, the whole time.
Yeah, I know you're going.
I thought Simmons was there.
Yeah.
But then when they revealed that it was all in his head, everything made so much more sense.
Yeah. I went back and watched the episode, and I'm like, oh, you're right. No one addresses her. No one talks to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what confused me a lot was when he was looking at, I think it was blood samples.
Yeah.
And then May comes in and tells him that they need to run some diagnostics on it or something.
Yeah.
And then he's saying that he can do it on his own, and she says she'll stick around anyways.
Yeah.
I was like, why would she need to stick around? Simmons is there.
Yeah.
She's like the bio expert.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, and I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. And then when they revealed, I was like, oh.
Yeah, when they revealed it, I was like, oh, man, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
Man. When that, yeah, that reveal just was crushing. I was like, yeah. Man, she left you.
I'm like, no.
You're a one-man team now.
Yeah. And then they also reveal what happened to Ward.
They capture him?
Yeah, he's just there.
Yeah, I did not see that coming.
And he's turned a new leaf.
Apparently.
He's just lawfully good now.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievably.
Follows orders, gives them what they ask for.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you need this info? Sure, here you go.
Man.
He's still jacked as ever. I don't know what he's doing in there.
Yeah. Like, when it showed him, I was like, did you manage to get bigger yeah. from last season?
Yeah.
And you're locked up?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, what have you been doing? I need your workout plan.
That's what went through my head when they first showed him this season.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, your arms are huge.
Yeah, I was like, man, you were not this big last season.
Uh-huh.
Something happened.
Something changed. I also think Sky got a bit more athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks a bit more fit compared to last season.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she would have to be.
If she's super spy? Yeah. I guess she had to be, yeah.
If she's new May Jr.
Of course. That makes no sense.
Yeah, no. Nothing will make sense.
Yeah.
Nothing can explain that to me. What else? They hired new recruits.
Yeah. The mercenaries.
The mercenaries.
Xena, warrior princess.
What else happened?
Well, it's the first two episodes, right? So,
what was that object they were trying to get a hold of? That metal thing.
I think it's called the obelisk.
The obelisk. Okay.
Oh yeah, an absorbing man.
Oh man, he was cool.
Yeah, absorbing man was cool.
I liked his power.
Yeah, it was weird though how they put like this weird sort of like sexual pleasure twist on him liking different materials. When it's like a gift, it's a diamond, and then he just sits there and he's turning into diamond. I'm like, this is awkward. I don't know. This is weird.
Yeah, man, it was cool though.
Yeah, no, it was cool.
I like how he turned into rubber.
Oh, from the tire, yeah.
From the tire to help him pick up the obelisk.
Yeah.
I liked how, what else did he do?
Every time he got shot, he would just turn into the bullet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much impenetrable.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the obelisk just fucks him up.
Yeah, and then when they go to capture him, they freeze him.
Oh, is that what they did?
Yeah, it says that he's in a... Because at the end of the episode, it says he's temporary stasis.
Oh, okay. And I thought the obelisk did that to him for some reason.
No, because in that fight, what happens? He doesn't have the obelisk anymore because it was in the suitcase.
Oh.
And then he gets up to run
okay.
and fight. And then during that fight, Coulson comes out with a device and puts it on him.
Yeah. Oh, Coulson.
Yeah. Coulson's still crazy.
He is still.
Yeah.
What else? Ooh, they introduced the new, I guess, one of their new mechanics.
The black dude.
Yeah.
The huge dude.
Yo, he is cool.
Yeah, he's probably my new favorite character on the show.
I like
show.
How he's super blunt towards everyone.
It's like, nope.
Like, I like it when... The part where Fitz is trying to figure out, not the stealth thing.
The cloak?
No. He's trying to figure out Oh, something to destabilize the molecular structure of whatever, the absorbing man.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the scientists are just there with their notepads, and he then, like, he's getting pissed off.
Yeah.
And then, I can't remember what the black guy's name is, but he's like, get lost, you're pissing them off.
Yeah.
He just yells at them and they leave.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, how are you so high-ranking scientific man?
I know.
You're wearing, like the construction workers' Levi jeans.
Yeah.
And he's wearing, like, a flannel shirt.
He's dressed like a regular person.
He looks very, I guess the word would be, like, very blue-collar.
Yeah.
And everyone else in the room is super white-collar.
Yeah.
With suits and lab coats. It's like, how did you get here?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And he knows about this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's cool. I like him as a partner to Fitz.
Yeah.
And then there's that reveal of where Simmons is, actually.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That is messed up.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was just going to be she would just be in his head.
Uh-huh. But then they show where she really is, and you're like, oh.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
I want to know why. Why that happened, though.
Yeah. Yeah, as to why she was chosen.
Part of me is hoping that she's just, like, a double agent.
Uh-huh.
And she's doing what...
Coulson?
Coulson was
mm-hmm.
doing.
Yeah.
But probably not.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like the type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she's not exactly super spy.
Nope.
She's super scientist.
She's not Sky.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's not Sky. She didn't get trained by Sky or by Melinda May, no.
No, 5 months did nothing for her.
Yep. But no, I think this season already started off much better than last season.
It did. I agree on that.
And I'm more excited to watch it.
Yeah.
Every week.
Last season, first episode did not make me want to watch the show.
Yeah, it wasn't really there.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, the tone of the show is very different compared to last season. Before, they had, like, a team, and they were, like, doing stuff, and...
Yeah. Now the whole, like, organization is just...
Yeah, it's so weird how they're, like, this little underground group.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, this should be interesting.
Yeah, no, it should be a fun watch. Still not as exciting as Arrow, so my Wednesdays are still not dedicated to this show.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm.
I don't think these shows will top Arrow.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So. Yeah. Like, I have full faith in Flash being good. I just don't think it's gonna top Arrow.
No.
Yeah.
Arrow's just too good.
Yeah, it is too good. You should be all watching Arrow. That's what you should all be doing.
I know.
Yeah. Do you know if Anthony ended up watching Arrow?
I actually have no idea.
Yeah, we've been telling him to.
We've been telling everybody to.
Yeah. I think we should stop telling people. Because I think the more we tell them, the more they're not going to want to watch it.
True. We should just not tell them.
Yeah.
But talk about it when we're around them.
Yeah, and when they ask, be like, oh, you won't understand.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. And they'll get so curious, they'll be like... Damn it.
Exactly. We'll let the curiosity get to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'll eventually watch it.
Yeah. All right. Any other shows that you want to talk about? Anything else that's been on your plate that you've been consuming?
Not really.
Nothing else?
That's really the only thing the only shows I've been keeping up with.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I can think of, actually.
You're not, into any other, like, of the new fall anime or the new...
See, I don't know any of the new fall anime.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I'm kind of just waiting on Sword Art.
Yeah, no, I hear you. There wasn't really anything that piqued my interest from the new fall anime, so... Except for Build Fighters.
Oh, yeah, and that.
Yeah. Like, I'm still watching the other Gundam show.
There's... Oh, that one!
Yeah.
That one, I don't think I can get into that one.
Yeah, you saw the art style, right? Or the animation style?
It was new, but old.
Yeah, it was weird.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It throws me off. I just can't follow it.
And then, I'm probably going to watch New Fate Stay Night.
Oh, okay.
I have to finish the first one still, so.
Did you watch Fate Zero?
I really like Fate Zero.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dang. I heard it was good, but I didn't finish it.
The prequel to Fate Stay Night?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I watched it. And I watched it because a lot of people told me that if you watch that first, it makes Fate's Day Night a lot better.
Oh.
Because you know a lot more of why people are acting this way, or like,
okay,
what are their past relations
and
things like that.
It's different though. Archer's not the same Archer.
Well, Archer's just a class.
Yeah.
There's multiple Archers, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
It threw me off. I was like, this is...
It's,
strange.
Yeah, Fate Zero's Archer is Gilgamesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's OP.
Man, he just summons thousands of swords and throws them at you.
Yeah, he's like, later.
And he never runs out.
Yeah, but Saber's still the same from between them.
Yeah.
But it's cool because, instead of Saber being... Like, in Fate Stay Night, you know how Saber has a little bit of a dense...
Yeah.
Idiot Master.
Yeah.
So in Fate Zero, it's the exact opposite. He has, like, the ultimate master.
The ultimate
or she has the ultimate master. Like, he's all... He may not be the best, I guess, mage.
Yeah.
But he's the best tactician.
Oh.
And he's almost never with Saber.
The hell?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, he's never with her.
That makes no
sense. Like, he's constantly sending her out on her own to do stuff. Like he just trusts in her ability.
What the
heck? Yeah, it's messed up.
So what does he do then?
He's the ultimate tactician, so he's scouting information, or he'll be holding a sniper rifle waiting somewhere else.
He has a gun?
Yeah!
What the heck?
He's way cool. Like, he's the ultimate master.
Okay, I don't remember this.
Yeah.
That's so different from the Fate Stay Night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know who her master is in that one, right?
Nope. Wait, in which one?
In Fate Zero?
Nope.
You know in Fate Stay Night, Shiro, the main character, is always talking about his dad?
Is it his dad?
Yeah.
Oh, man, his dad's so much cooler than him.
Yeah, and he always looks up to how his dad was like this ultimate magician.
Man, why is he so crappy then?
Yeah, yeah. But you kind of know the ending if you've watched Fate Stay Night, right?
Aw.
Like, you know he can't win.
Damn it.
So it's just more about learning rather than...
Okay.
Like, by the end of it, you're like, I want him to win, but I know he's not going to win.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. But there you have it. I think that's all of it, right?
That would be everything.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Again, happy Thanksgiving to all us Canadians here.
Yep.
And for those of you listening internationally, we hope you have another fine week. Those of you in school should be facing midterms at this moment.
Oh, fun stuff.
Fun stuff. So good luck on all your midterms. Study hard.
Or, you know.
Or don't.
Don't.
if you're confident in your ability, sure, don't study. And anything else on the agenda? Well, next week we should be all here again.
Should be regular schedule?
Yeah, I think we're talking about Kamen Rider Drive next week.
The heck is that?
The new Kamen Rider.
Kamen Rider Drive?
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with cars?
Yep.
Okay, makes sense.
He has a tire bandolier.
Tire bandolier.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
So think, you know, when you have like a bandolier of bullets?
Yeah.
It's just a tire.
He wears a tire.
Around his torso. The top of his helmet has a spoiler.
What the heck? Okay.
Yeah. And he drives a car. Because he doesn't have a bike.
Oh, he doesn't have a bike in this one?
Nope, he has a car.
It doesn't turn into a bike?
Nope, it's a bike. I mean, it's a car.
Oh, wow, that's different.
It's a car with an AI.
So he has kit.
Well, you know what? That's a bit of a lie. His belt has AI.
Oh, okay.
But he puts his belt into the car.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
But it is kit. Because the car can't attack without him there.
Oh my gosh.
So, yes. We'll be talking about Kamen Rider Drive next week.
Nice.
And lastly, if you are listening to this through the audio version, check out the YouTube version as well. Because I did a hangout with another YouTuber if you're here more for toys and you want to hear more toy talk, I did a hangout with another YouTube reviewer named Meads Lemica. And we generally have the same interests and we talk about certain things there too. More oriented toys and stuff, so if you're interested, check that out over on my channel, Type B3. Any last words, TJ, anything you want to say?
Nope.
All right, then. Well, that's all from us. We went on a bit longer than I thought we would, but hopefully you enjoyed our TV check-in.
All right.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.